Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved and horribly sexy people. Wow, what a week this has been. We had Creation Station last weekend, which was truly, believably the most fun weekend with the most important information. We just keep expanding and expanding. And then we had Monday's show, and then we had the Tuesday shift call. And last night, man, if you were not on this call, get the recording of it. It was a consistency of focus webinar. They gave us an exercise to do to peak our focus and learn how to hold our focus. It was an amazing night. We did work on miasms again, and the big thing at the end of the night was the miasm of self-love. All of the limiting and fearful beliefs that we have around loving ourselves. And why is that so incredibly important to me? Because that, as you know, is the cornerstone of all of our work. In my belief system, if you don't love yourself as much and exponentially as you can and put yourself first in your love, then all else is, watered down and kind of sabotaged because you're not coming from being the source that creates everything. So it was a pretty flippin' amazing night last night. I want to bring forth the new core belief that we found out was miasm, which led us to understand that all core beliefs were the cores of miasms, which means they are the core of billions of beliefs, right? So all the core beliefs on the pages were actually miasms, and the one that kind of superseded all of them was I am frozen in non-creation or self-creation. And that's kind of where we've been for a long time, is I can't create, don't know how to create, don't know how to accept my responsibility to create, etc. So I want you to know that those have all been brought into balance, dissolved, replaced with the positive, which is I am in the flow of my self-creation. Because of all of the amazing opportunities that we have as a community to get together and expand this work, which is taking on an entirely new expanded direction. Literally, I had to come forward in the last week and say, all right, these are my two commitments. I am committed to teaching people how to love themselves and how to embrace loving themselves. And I am committed to physical healing. Now, physical healing, anything physical, as you know, starts in your energy first. So we're certainly not throwing out energetic healing, but the focus is going to be on physical healing now, because anything we do physically, we address energetically also. A lot of people calling in, writing in about really significant healing experiences that they're having. So again, you know, we have to say we do this. We have to say we are this for the creation of this to manifest in three-dimensional reality. So I want everybody to hold those focus points for this community, the self-love and the physical healing. Okay, so I'm on my cell phone here, if I sound a little funky, because the 9 on my phone keeps sticking, and it wouldn't let me call in this morning. And when I tried to get on Blog Talk this morning, they were having trouble, so I couldn't log in. Now, that could be just a freaking frustrating morning for some people, but when you're conscious, you sit back and go, okay, the universe is talking to me, and it's about I can't get things to work, or I can't get things to connect is the highest word, because the phone wouldn't connect, Blog Talk wouldn't connect. And so around I am the connection of me, this is the highest statement, and we're claiming the symbol from a heart, an open heart of love. I am divine love. I am the connection of me. And when I am the connection of me, all things in my life connect. And so it is. So I'm wanting to connect with you for sure today. The next webinar in July, I'm not quite sure what it's going to be. I know it's going to be the 24th, but I'm waiting for them to really give me what's up in the collective that's going to move us the fastest. You know, I always wait to be directed and guided. And that's why our work is always cutting edge, always in the moment, and always exactly the latest stuff to come in. So I am going to the calls now, yes. And I'm going to start with Tina in Vancouver. Hi, sweetheart. Well, let me see if I can actually get you on here. There you go. Hi.
Hi, chickadee-dee-dee-dee.
How you doing, baby?
I'm fantastic. I have two very short questions. The first is the claim we've been making for a long time. I missed that at the very beginning when it was introduced. Why the quiet part?
Well, because that's interesting. You're referring to I am committed to one happy, healthy, prosperous whole,
mm-hmm.
and that makes me happy, and it's easy and simple and quiet mm-hmm. and complete. Because most people think that the big stuff happens with a lot of horn blowing and hoopla and, you know, the rapture coming down. And that's not how most miracles happen. Most miracles happen very quietly, like watching a baby sleep, like a butterfly emerging from a cocoon. And it was important. I asked that question when it came in because I thought, what a strange word they gave me. And creation is quiet. Creation is a quiet focus of lowering light into physical manifestation. And if we're waiting for fanfare, then we often look past the miracles that are right in front of our face. And if we don't acknowledge those miracles, the bigger miracles are much harder to create.
Got it. Just kind of like your 9 keys sticking this morning. Not a lot of fanfare, but you were tuned into that.
Exactly. And just creation is quiet. Creation is within. Creation is, you know, you don't have to really make a big deal about it. You just have to create.
Okay.
And most people don't focus on it that way.
Okay.
Okay.
That's awesome. And the second question is, what is the energetic reason behind the swelling of my gland in the right side of my throat?
Well, your right side is all about power, so we're going to power and powers up. I mean, big time. When we were talking about the, you know, last night was all about the consistency of focus, and they brought in power. So I'm going back to my notes from last night, they're telling me. This page, hold on. Bring and direct yourself to be in harmony with power. You're, right now, you're energetically not speaking your power. You're not taking it out into the world as much as you want to.
Yeah.
So speak to me how that resonates with you and how that relates to your life.
I would believe that would be just not knowing this. Just I want to do more speaking, public speaking, and workshops and this type of thing, but I'm not quite sure where or how to do that. So I feel like I'm in a little bit of a limbo with that.
Okay. That tells me that you want to, but you haven't committed to. Because
okay.
when you commit, somebody will show up, or you'll find it, or somebody will direct you to where you need to go.
Okay.
And, of course, without commitment, we have a lot less power. Because once we commit, the whole universe comes in to deliver to us. So power is focus, and focus is power, but you can't focus on anything if you haven't committed to it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So how much research have you done?
I know. It's just starting because I didn't have the literal time before. So just starting right now in the last
week. Okay. Okay. And I just lovingly submit to all of you that when you say, I don't have time, you're not creating the time to do the thing that you're saying you want to do. Okay?
Okay?
Even if it's, all right, I've got 10 minutes, I'm going to go on the computer and Google speaking agencies, for example. And just since it's on topic here, Candy G and I are doing, we just created this great workshop for next January called Spacking. And it's going to be a Friday night and then all weekend workshop on speaking and speaking powerfully and putting the tools together that you need so that you have all the tools when you walk out the door for your speaking. You'll have a video of you. You'll have a picture and all that stuff. But she just did TED Talks and speaks all over the place, and I speak all over the place, and I'm also going to bring my acting stuff in, which is invaluable in speaking. So that's, why am I bringing this in? Well, I wanted to mention it, yeah. But it's, okay. There's no two people that are busier than Candy G and me, but this was a divine idea that was given to us, and now we have to act on it. Your speaking is a divine idea that was given to you, Tina. So you've got to act on it. Otherwise, it goes away.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you
so
much.
And you want to act on it from the joy and excitement of getting out and doing it, not, oh, my God, I got to, you know, get all this shit in place and I got to go on the computer, because that won't create it for you either. You'll be doing the steps, but not from the place of joy and love that's actually going to create response for you. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, and she's talking about speaking. You apply it to anywhere in your life because the principles apply. Thank you, baby. Okay, we're going to Alicia in California. Hi.
Oh my gosh, woman, you were on fire last night.
Yeah, it was. We were on fire. It was quite a 2 hours, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have a question about that. First of all, I tried it. It is really difficult, and I am so committed to doing it because my eyes were watering, and it started, like, the dots started turning white, and I could feel something that was going on. I have a question on the size of the dot. Does it matter?
Well, that's an interesting question. They're saying, yes, it matters that it's big enough that it's easy to focus on. She's referring to the exercise that we were given in the consistency of focus last night, which, you know, guys, if you didn't hear it or you weren't on it, you can still order it. It's going to take us a few days to download it and get it up, but it'll be available in 2 or 3 days. So, yes, just make it big enough. They're showing me, like, the size of a dime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine was really huge, and it was like, oh.
They're also suggesting to you, Alicia, because this is part of why you don't hold focus, that holding focus is easy and effortless and joyful.
Oh, okay. Right.
See, you've already created a struggle around it.
Right.
Yeah. So there's your first lesson, and it's an invaluable lesson, that focus is easy and effortless and joyful. So we're all claiming that. I am divine love from an open heart and invoking the symbol. Okay, you had one more thing to ask me.
I got a little bit confused on the intention, and I kept waffling back and forth, and I think it's supposed to be self-worth or value for me as well.
That's true, but the truth is, until you master just the basic exercise, you don't really have to put an intention on it.
Oh, okay.
The overall intention is balance, is to hold everything in balance. That's what focus does.
Okay.
But right now, they don't want anything attached with it particularly. They just want everybody to learn how to focus.
And what I thought was interesting, when it was really hard and I went to the struggle, I went, oh, seriously, really? You don't think you're worth it 2.5 minutes a day?
Yeah, thank you.
I started laughing.
2.5 minutes a day. And because we just talked about finding enough time to do stuff, you can see how if you really, really, really want to do what they're saying is going to manifest things a lot faster for all of us, then I would choose to take 2.5 minutes out of my life to do that exercise. You know? But
yeah.
I guarantee you people will have heard that teleseminar or that webinar, whatever the frick the right word is, and they will hear the exercise. They know it's from the channel. They know it's to enhance our focus so that we can create what we want from light into physical form, and they still won't do it. So that is when we come to the choice between two paths and a yellow wood, right? Are you going to walk the same path of, I know it, I hear it, I read it, I understand it, but I ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's really the walking into the experience now and walking our talk, choosing those different thoughts in the moment. It's around all that. We have to do it now. If you want to move any further, we have to do it, period.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call, sweetheart.
Thank you. Mwah.
Mwah. All righty. We're going to Hannah in Los Angeles. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee.
How you doing?
Hear me? I'm
yep.
Excited.
Good.
Well, I don't know how to say this, but remember I told I was at Creation Station and I told everyone that I guess I ran my 4-minute mile.
Yes.
So it's going to be airing this Sunday, and I just wanted to call in and invite the community to support me and check it out.
Oh, that's awesome, Hannah. So you have a screening of something that's going on this Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be on Investigation Discovery Channel, and the show is called Unusual Suspect. And that's my debut to America. I'm going to be playing the wealthy lady. For people who don't know what what it looked
like. That's awesome, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And this
Thank
has been
you.
A long journey for you to create this success and this breakthrough for you. And, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted, just something came in for me this morning that might be helpful for the community, but it was around shame.
Uh-huh.
And this project is equivalent to my child. And, you know, just the Diana Ross song, Love Child, came in. It's like just being ashamed and not being seen and misunderstood and not really meant to be here. And so, you know, I've been clearing a lot around that and,
Well, and so you've broken through all that because you are seen and you are there, right? And you have, I'm getting, replaced that definition of shame now, right? So it's not shameful to walk into your own greatness and your own magnificence and get what you want. It's actually your honor. It's your badge of honor to do that.
Yeah.
And you've been, you know, you've been struggling with this for a long time, Hannah. So congratulations on your freedom. And I want you to email me that stuff so I can get it out to everybody in Creation Station exactly where they can watch, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you. Yeah, it's, and I'm just starting to get so many, oh, I did this, and oh, my God, you know, we were working on that, and now I've created that. I mean, it's happening in my life, too. So, yeah, it's a beautiful, empowering thing when you get up every morning and you go, damn, life's good. And, wow, how can I expand more, and what do I get to create, and who can I make happy, and how can I make myself happier? It's just, it's a beautiful way to live your life. And we're going to Judy in Arizona.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I just wanted to call in with a bit of a success.
Yay!
Yesterday I was focused on all the wrong things. I was focused on getting a project done and all the steps and how difficult and, you know, the crap. And I actually did the work, and I said, okay, enough of this crap. And I danced, and I sang, and I actually got into, I got into the place where it's done. And it was just, it's done. It's done. And I shifted it. And at various points during the day, I allowed myself to go back and think, well, how am I going to do? And I stopped. It's done. And I just kept shifting it. And I actually got to that place, and it was so wonderful, and I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, my God, woman. I hope everybody's listening to you because that's conscious creation right there. That's why I wrote the book I wrote years ago about conscious creation, is that that is literally what we have to do to bring ourselves around. I mean, it changes your whole perspective of your life, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I've allowed myself to fall back a little bit, but I just, you know, stop. It's done. And I just, you know, what's it feel like to be done? And let's dance around and sing and do whatever you have to do, but get to that feeling because it just feels so good.
And then were you able to take the steps you needed to take from that energy?
Well, I'm going to do the steps today because, you know, I was all worried about, you know, getting it started and everything. And I actually made the call, and the guy I need to see wasn't there yesterday, so I thought, okay, this is an opportunity.
Yep.
You know, this is an opportunity to get into the feeling of it's done. And so, you know.
Awesome. Well, that's going to take a whole different energy into that call.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to go in and see the guy today, so.
Great.
Great. I just wanted to call and say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm thanking you for so incredibly describing what I'm trying to invite everybody to do. And that is really a great example of bringing your focus back to the dot, you know?
Yeah,
bringing
I haven't tried that yet.
Back to what you want.
Yeah.
So, all right, baby, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's right. That's all I can say is it's really as easy as that. But you see, she had to choose in every moment to do it. Matthew, what the heck's going on?
Oh, my God. Hello, Dee.
Hello, darling.
Hello. So much is going on. It's so amazing. Steve and I are actually together sitting in the same geographic place. That never happens on Thursday morning.
Well, tell him hi.
And we've just been going through a little bit of a crisis regarding our health insurance. Steve is a retired employee of the city, and so I've been on his insurance because it's more consistent than the Musicians Union insurance, which costs a lot of money if you aren't working steadily at union gigs, blah, blah, story. But we've had to, apparently a lot of insurance companies are now, they're requiring resubmission of all kinds of documentation. And we've been sort of dancing through several hoops trying to find the right documents and resubmitted, and it still wasn't good enough. So we went down to City Hall today, and we did two things. We applied for a marriage license, and we got a copy of our registered domestic partnership agreement dated in 2003, that actually says the word certificate and not affidavit, which I think threw the people we were submitting it to off. And so we're basically clearing the steps on the insurance and also planning a little bit of a some sort of wedding on Tuesday, and then we'll probably have a big party and honeymoon somewhere else, probably up in
in
shut up. Steve, not you.
You guys are too funny. Well, and isn't it interesting that it took something like insurance to invite you to do this final commitment with each other?
Yes, it is. And a lot of stuff came up yesterday. And I was stuck in a place where I was just so angry at the insurance company for, you know, making us dance through all these hoops, and I was doing all these revenge fantasies that involved, you know, every time it's a monolith like an insurance company or the IRS, I always fantasize storming the office and holding a hostage. You know, it just gets.
Yes, but Matthew, you see, the in this case, the insurance company is supporting and actually giving you the catalyst to complete something in this relationship that you both have wanted for a long time. And
yeah,
that's the way the world works, guys.
It sort of kicked me off the fence because marriage first became legal in New York State. I mean, we've been together for decades, and I was telling people that I was considering myself pre-engaged. After years of saying, oh, this is my husband, but then when it became a real thing, I shifted back and into the... this is like the kick in the butt, today it felt, we went down to City Hall, it was so joyful, and everybody there was so joyful to be there, and it was just like, oh my God, this is fun, and of course we're doing this, of course we are, it just felt like inevitable.
So I want to teach a lesson here, because this is kind of a metaphor, it is a metaphor for our dance with the universe, that when we really want to do something and it's for our highest interest and we get those little tiny quiet guidance from our divine feminine and we don't act on it, we will create something in the universe that forces us to act on it.
Uh-huh.
For example, I knew for 2 years before it happened that I needed to leave my business manager. But I had been with him for so long, and he had taken care of me for so long, and I was so comfortable that I just kept paying more money for work that I didn't really need done because it was just easier. And so finally, the universe said, okay, well, he's going out of business and he can't help you anymore, Dee, so you're going to have to go create something else. And that, of course, has been a much higher creation for me because it's saving me an incredible amount of money. I'm getting everything handled and done the way I need to do it in a much easier and more affordable way. But the universe literally had to say, okay, if you won't do what you know you're supposed to do, we'll make you do it. And then it's always for your highest good, except we go kicking and screaming and blame the universe for making us move on the very thing we should have moved on anyway. So just everybody pull up right now what you know you should move to. You know, you've been given the information. You've been told, oh, you should write this book. Oh, you should do this piece of music. Oh, you really should be a partnership. Whatever that is, move on it. Move on it, move on it, move on it, because it will either fall away from you or the universe will conspire through you as you to make you move. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier for us and much more powerful for us to make it a choice instead of a have-to. So that was the big lesson you brought in, and congratulations to both of you. The channel is feeling really good about this union.
That's good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dee. Thanks.
The channel doesn't have to live with him.
What?
I heard that the Caesar said the channel doesn't have to live with him.
The channel lives everywhere. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's silly people. We're going to Donna in Nova Scotia. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
That's great. And I am, too. And I'm just calling today kind of with a testimonial to honor you and your work and to honor myself for doing my work.
Yes.
And so I want to let you know, and everybody who has heard my little story before about my hips and my heels and my tingling toes, that it's basically all resolved. It's
wow.
All, yeah, yeah. And,
oh, my God, Donna, that's awesome.
Yes. And further to that, you know, the channel directed, you know, that I'm supposed to be doing healing work, right? And and I committed to moving forward with that and getting on with it. So I've been taking Steve and Barbara Rother's channeling course, and it's partway through. And what I've started to become very much aware of is how much I actually do channel that I wasn't really recognizing.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I just didn't recognize it, and so now that is starting to become much more clear. And something really, really, and you've also told me that I was supposed to be spreading my wisdom to a lot more people for healing. And so what happened, and I think I have always been focused on the how it was going to happen. So I just gave that up, and I said, well, I don't care about the how. I'm just going forward with the channeling, and we're going to see what the universe opens up for me. So I had no intentions of doing this whatsoever. I just got back from Toronto on Saturday night. Sunday morning I woke up, and I had clear direction to get up and go to a church that I haven't gone to in 3 years, just for no other reason. It's a wonderful, wonderful community that does not preach dogma. It's very, very open, and the minister there is just so connected with moving people to conscious awareness, right? So I was just clearly directed to go. I got up, and I went. And I got to connect with him. And, I mean, it was a wonderful reunion, and he, you know, and I saw what he was doing with this community, which is just as in line with my, you know, my own heart. And so we had a long chat about where I was, what I had been doing, and he has invited me to participate with this fabulous community on a regular basis, starting in Sunday when church, you know, really starts to get back active again after summer. And I'm going to be involved probably in very directly with the congregation, and we have two services, which of about 300 people, there will be 600 people in total on a Sunday, and I'm going to be bringing back my amateur acting skills, and we're going to spread the messages through that medium of fun, but also through, you know, the wisdom that comes from these teachings. And I'm going to get to be a very, very big part of that. And I'm really, really excited about that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Rippling
it out. You will be able to use a lot of this work in it.
Yep.
And that's going to lead to some private healing work also. You might call it counseling, but it's going to be this work.
It's just very, very, very cool. And I'm just so happy about it. And while I was there, I put my June, the rest of my June tithing in the collection plate, which felt phenomenal because when I had given before, it was more, I believe, out of an obligation, right?
And oh, that's felt, always where we come from.
You know,
yeah.
But this felt totally different. I just put it in, and I was so happy because they gave me so much spiritual food, you know, when I needed it so much when my husband died. And it just, you know, it has a totally different feel to it. Now, there's one other thing that I want to tell you that was really interesting. On that Sunday, after all this had happened, that Sunday evening, my left heel was really pretty good all day long because it had been coming along so well. And then I went for a big long walk that day. And that night, oh, my God, it hurt so much, Dee. It just hurt. And so I stopped and I said, what? There's one more piece I have to connect here. What is it with the heel? And it just, I don't know, maybe there's a little clarity here I need around this, but it's the connection, it's the two words, heel, H-E-E-L and H-E-A-L.
Yep.
And when I connected it, Dee, the pain went away. Boom, gone. And I said, okay, I got it. I know this is connected. I know this is where it's connected. So the messenger can go away. And it left.
Yep.
And I haven't had it since.
Yep. And that's, again, conscious creation. That's being conscious so that, you know, you looked at the pain in your heel, but you didn't focus on it. You took your focus into the healing, H-E-A-L.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
a perfect example of immediately shifting your focus from the negative to the positive of what you want. And
yep.
that's why it went away.
Yep.
And when we hold our focus on what we want, that is how quickly it can manifest itself. I mean, literally, I was trying this with me physically because I have a little bit of shaking in my right hand. And I pretty much did what you just said. Oh, it's done. It's handled. I am calm and steady in this world. No shaking. And then I go, I wonder if I have any shaking. And I'd start shaking. No, I'm calm and steady and stable in this world. No shaking. Well, let me see now if it's shaking. And then I'd start shaking.
Absolutely.
So as soon as I shifted my focus back to seeing, right, if it was happening, it was.
Yep.
And I want you to get that about money. So how long can you hold the focus that money is just flowing in everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you lose your focus and then go, where is it, where is it, where is it? Which metaphorically starts the shaking and the pins and needles and the feet again.
Yep.
So
yep.
it's a great metaphor, and I so appreciate your testimonial coming forward to make that even clearer for everybody, Donna. Thank you, and congratulations on all your good, exciting, fun stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you so much. I love you.
Many blessings, honey. You
okay.
too, baby.
Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, there's Kirk. I haven't talked to you for a while. What's up, buddy?
Oh my goodness, so much good stuff.
Yay. That's what we like to hear. Tell us.
So I was, if we have time at the end, I'm curious about if there's a tooth information from the channel. What inspired me to call in today was that as artists and healers, I think myself and many others, somebody asked me when I wanted to retire. And I said, well, as an actor and an artist, I figure I'm going to go up to the last day. And something shifted as a result of a recent show. But you just mentioned shaking. On this long road trip I had, I just heard a show on NPR, and they were talking about implanting something into people's brains to work on slight tremors. And
yeah,
they would
I've read
tell
about
the
it.
Person, and they said as the person started to have the tremors, they said, okay, now we're going to hit the switch. And on all the studies, they did not hit the switch the first time, and 75% of the people stopped their tremors immediately when
yep.
they thought switch was triggered.
Isn't that interesting? Because we direct ourselves inadvertently. See, what you're talking about is I can't direct myself. I'm not in charge of my own energy, but I will allow a sugar pill. I will believe in a guru that doesn't exist, but because I believe in it, it heals me. I had sent something out over the e-blast, months ago, about this doctor who did knee surgeries. And he literally did a test, and he would put everybody under the same way, and they would talk through the operation exactly like, you know, they would all the time, but he was only actually operating on 50% of the people. But the people that he didn't actually operate on, oftentimes their knees healed instantaneously faster than the people he really did do some work on, just because they allowed their belief to be suspended and therefore their direction of their energy put in place. And that's why they gave us this exercise last night on the consistency of focus.
So that's
great that you're bringing in that acknowledgement. So your question was?
I got in from after several weeks of different painting events and some competition events, only being home for about one day. I got back last week, unloaded the car, and the phone rang. I was fifth alternate in an event, and I kept in my head, I'd like to do the event, so I won't put anything in that schedule. And if they call last minute, I'll assume the other people might not be able to make it last minute. And sure enough, I had 24 hours to pack and drive three states over. So I was packing during your show, so I downloaded the episode, put it on disc, and I'm driving along in the car. And you were speaking with somebody, and every once in a while the disc would, or when it was being recorded, it malfunctioned, or apparently. And all of a sudden you become rapper D. Wallace. So you're talking, and it's like, well, listen, honey, I want to talk to you about retire. And this carries on for about four miles, and I'm laughing because I'm going, okay, is there energy around this or is it like really a malfunction? And then you're going, you know, you really, if that's what you want, retire. And this has happened often over the years, but that particular day I was saying, okay, what about retire? I said, okay, even though I want to. I got your answer, Kirk. Okay. I have results already.
Okay, go.
I said, okay, there's still a part of me that believes that as an actor and an artist, I will be working to the end. They said, but what if the elements of retirement, what if money started to come in, it no longer became, I said, okay, I can feel that in my body. I like that feeling. Well, I had a very successful week, sold a whole bunch of paintings, and a painting that didn't sell at a big exhibit came back, somebody who had seen it before wanted it, paid full price. Next thing you know, the very big bills that were coming in, and I said, let's not go to fear. We want the bills to be paid beforehand. We want money to keep flowing in. And lo and behold, in time, on time, money in advance, and as tired as it was, I'm doing heck again.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And again, that's the way it works. Say what you want and believe it's coming, believe it's there, believe it's done. And the other piece of information they want to give you is that genetically and through eons of time, retirement has not come from choice. Retirement has been a mandatory thing that has taken choice away from us. So now we want to be clear that we're choosing to stay in our conscious creation until, as far as the workforce and what we do, until we just don't want to do it anymore or until we physically decide we want to leave. It's our choice. As long as it's giving us happiness and fulfillment and we're supporting the self-love of us by continuing to work, then we get to choose to do that now.
And you just said something that triggered a monster hit, and that is when I was growing up, I formed the belief that if I worked hard, I could have anything I want. When I did a list of things that make me happy in my art and in my acting, the most important two factors were to have fun and play. So I've been on a mission to shift that. If I have fun and play, I can have everything I want. And
yes,
I realized of retirement means I can stop working. So everybody that's a creator out there, open yourselves to the possibility that, hey, I can stop working and start playing and still have every single thing I want and desire and more. And
I'm claiming that with you right now. Let's all claim that. Work and play gives us everything we like and want. And, oh, that's great. Absolutely. And isn't it our choice always to decide if something is work or play? Right?
Right.
That's right, baby cake.
Let's all choose that perspective.
What?
Let's all retire. And when we wake up tomorrow, we're going to, instead of go to work, let's go to play. And let's have the abundance, the health, the joy, the serendipity. Everybody I want, for anybody involved in anything I want is going to come to me joyfully, peacefully, great relationships, effortless. Ah.
Yeah, that's the big O of creation. That's what we're claiming, the big O. Thank you, Bert. What a great call. Thanks, honey. Wow, you guys just rock. Judy, what's up, baby, in Arizona?
You already talked to me.
I did?
Yeah, I did. I'm no success. Yay, kept my focus.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. The thing is jumping all over the place, and I usually try to take everything in order. Well, okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So, Lita, I know I haven't talked to you, baby. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My body is feeling a whole lot better.
Oh, good. Now, what was going on? Remind everybody, what was going on last night on the focus call?
Why is
your body feeling better?
Well, this is in reference to last week, the miasms. It's for my neck, shoulder, and thigh.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've done about 5 shows since then, so you have to remind us all about what the hell you're talking about. Oh,
yeah,
great, Salita. So that's feeling better for you?
Yes, it all ties in, you know, from last Thursday to last night, all of it connected and caused improvement after improvement after improvement, and my body. And then I discovered something yesterday afternoon And about a year and a half ago, I decided to dedicate my time to just taking care of me.
Thank you.
And sometime during the process of that year, you know how we torment ourselves, you need to be doing this, that, and that when you stop running all over the place. And somehow it all got tied into me relaxing, taking care of myself. I was going to die. And a part of the pain, one of the pains in my neck was related to that. And I connected it yesterday afternoon. Every time I sat back in my bed to relax, that particular spot in my neck would hurt. And finally, uh-huh. I got to, wow. And as soon as I balanced it, I just felt the peace invade that area. And it was like peace and calm in that spot. And it was so amazing, like instant balancing.
Yep.
It was beautiful.
And I get that you're absolutely right on that when you relax and nurture yourself, you die. That was a deep-seated belief. They're showing me you getting hung by the neck with a rope.
You know, and I have so much trouble with my throat. Always.
Well, that was in the past, that you can allow that to dissipate now and fall away. Everything's been balanced. So don't hold on to that definition of the past, people. I mean, it's so important because we are balancing and recreating so much here that you must be conscious of redefining who you are now in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know? To truly, truly redefine what's going on with all of us. Because the tendency is to say, well, you know, I've had this shaking for 2 years, right? Instead of, well, I had it, but that's not who I am now. Now I am calm and steady in this world, and that's who I am. And that's what you hold your focus on. Because, again, literally, you can shake and not shake and shake and not shake within the space of 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on how you hold your focus. That's as refined as we're getting it. I'm asking if there's anything else about your throat or anything else to let go. It's all done, baby. Just know it's done. And expect everything to feel great now.
It's party rock time.
It's party time, indeed. You know, it's party time when we free ourselves from our body and our money issues and all that. They were adamant last night that we have just got to do this because there's much more, there are bigger things that we've got to focus on, guys, for the collective consciousness. And we can't do it if we keep worrying about our money and our bodies and our health, right? So there's just a lot to do. And we have to be the whole, complete, perfect creators that we are so that we can get on with the bigger things of creation that this community especially is being called to do. This and many others, but, you know, there's very few communities that are powerful enough to take the collective and shift the collective, and we're one of them, and we have to do this. This is our calling, and so it is.
One question.
Yeah.
About the focusing on the dot.
Yeah.
Our eyes have to be open to focus on that dot?
I get a no.
Good, because last night after the call, I hung up and I focused on the dot. And as soon as my dot was receiving money easily, And as soon as I focused on it as that, it just popped directly into my heart, and I was like, whoa, is that supposed to happen?
Okay, there's something falling out here, Sheets. They're asking you, Salita, just for the time that they asked, okay? Mm-hmm. Just focus on the dot without any intention. Just focus.
Without intention. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Just, they just want us all to do an exercise right now.
Okay.
So that we understand how to hold the focus, and then we can do it on anything.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
Okay,
beautiful.
Thank you
all
for
right,
clarifying
thank
that
you.
Because it wasn't for me either. Claiming the symbol, and I am divine love, and I love you, and thank you.
Love you all.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I pushed her off a little bit early, but she was saying, I love you all, as we all do. We absolutely take a moment to extend our love to everybody on this call and everybody that will ever listen to this call into eons and eons of time from now. Love yourself, guys. You know that's what it's all about. Until we meet again, love yourselves more, because I sure as heck do.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.